Power on.
Ask Drone You.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul. And you're listening to another episode of Ask Drone You.
Welcome, everybody, to episode number 72. We're so glad that you're with us. And we've got a great question from our friend Brian in Illinois.
That's right. Brian brings up something that just happened earlier this week.
Yeah, this is coming out of Mexico. Many of you may have heard about it.
Viva la Mexico!
Excuse me. Never mind.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a little excited. Hey, well, I mean, they made rules before we did.
Shocking.
We're the only country on the continent now that doesn't have official rules.
Now, they're coming, Paul. They're coming.
Oh,
we're talking about
yeah.
it. They're going to be perfect when they come out because we're taking so long and being so careful. Right?
Well, you know, I have to say, one thing that I think we have mastered is not being the first to do stuff, but being the best to do it.
That is a really positive outlook. I'm proud of you for that, Paul. Nice job.
I'm trying real hard here, Rob. But, you know, that being said, if the United States were to make a micro UAS rule by September, I think it would solve so many problems.
Right. And granted, Mexico, Canada, they just don't have the air traffic that we do, obviously. So it's a different problem that we
have. Well, they have very populated areas. Look at Mexico City.
They do. And certainly there are exceptions. But what is it? I think Canada has about the same population as California.
Yeah.
And a larger landmass.
Yeah.
So we're just talking about different dynamics in the airspace. And so we got to give the FAA a little bit of slack. Would you do that?
Well, you can play devil's advocate, but I won't.
Okay. Could be the angel's advocate.
Well, I mean, you're talking positively about the FAA, and you're just
not going to have it.
Okay. No. There are some really cool people in the FAA, and you and I both know that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, though, the people that are working in the executive office, I'm sorry, guys, you need to get off of your geriatric rocking chair and wake up and smell the coffee.
Make it happen.
You only perpetuate the amount of red tape that currently exists. You can either accept that fact and make, you know, and work with that, which you're already doing, or not accept the red tape fact and really go through the data, which you do have. And they've said, even the last congressional meeting, again, that they just don't have the data, which is horse fooey.
Well, getting the red tape out of that system, that's what, like turning around a aircraft carrier? I mean, it's just, not even that easy.
I would say turning around an aircraft carrier would probably be much easier.
Significantly easier. So there you go.
Would say the decision would be as hard as the recent decision when Iran confiscated a cargo ship and we sent a destroyer out there. That would be a hard decision as to what to do next.
Sure.
Okay. I just burped like three times trying to hold it back.
I love when you tell our listeners about those lovely details. I'm sure they do too. Anyways, guys, so Brian's question is stemming out of the rules that were passed by Mexico, which layman's terms, very quick version of it, is that you do not need a permit for a sub-2-kilo aircraft, right? And so he's saying for an American to go down to Mexico specifically, can I go and fly an Inspire 1? So what have we found out about that?
So we've actually found out some really cool news. Mexico has made a rule that if you are flying a sub-2-kilogram drone, well, the good news is you don't need a permit. And that's really cool. But if you're flying an Inspire 1, it's 2.9 kilograms.
So we're over that limit.
We are over
the
limit.
And then the rules change a lot.
Oh, they change significantly. So let me put it in perspective for those who are flying sub-2 kilogram. Sub-2 kilogram for you listeners out there, that would be a Phantom series, Phantom 2, Phantom 2 Vision Plus, the 3D robotic solo drone, the Iris Plus. What am I missing here? If you're flying a Blade QX350, that's another.
Sima.
The Sima,
I'm
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I don't know.
You would say that. Sorry.
So if you're flying one of those, you can have a maximum altitude of 122 meters. It has to be flown in line of sight, so you can't go further than 457 meters. 457 meters is way beyond visual line of sight.
Yeah, right.
I don't know what binoculars they're looking through. But anyway, you've got to be 9.2 kilometers away from an airport or 3.7 kilometers away from a heliport. And you can't fly faster than 25 kilometers per hour.
which is plenty of speed, right? Yeah, to go down there and get some decent video.
If you're flying a Phantom and you haven't upped the gains, you're not even going to be able to go that fast. Yeah. So, let's see. You have to fly 46 feet or higher if you're flying above people, and you have to have commercial liability insurance that is valid in Mexico.
That's interesting, though. So they're essentially saying it's okay to fly above people.
Uh-huh.
You just have to be a certain height above people.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. I mean, it can fall.
Did you see the post right? I put on our Facebook page this morning?
No.
Oh, man. It was this guy who was flying at a Red Bull event, and he was flying the old Wukong controller, and it toilet bowled on him. You know what? When it toilet bowls.
Circle, sure.
Uh-huh. It toilet bowled into a dude's face.
No.
Over
way.
A crowd. Yeah.
Oh, that's bad.
That's why I put warning information is that's graphic. That's bad. Yeah.
And it shows?
It shows it.
From the drone's camera?
No, it shows it from another camera.
Oh, that's brutal.
Yeah.
Poor dude.
But if
lawsuit.
You're, yep. Oh, huge lawsuit. If you're flying an Inspire 1, you have to have... Well, here's the kicker. You can fly an Inspire 1 in Mexico, but not for money. It can only be recreational, and you can only fly it at airplane clubs. And you cannot exceed 161 kilometers an hour. So if you're flying commercially with your Inspire 1, bad news bears, you're not going to be able to do it, or else you have to fly, or you have to apply for an application to get a license to fly in Mexico. So if you do that, you have to have a pilot's license. It looks like they tell you procedures for pre-flight, taxiing, release, procedures for flight, landing and recovery. And then they issue a flight manual that you have to follow along with.
So if somebody had a pilot's license issued in the U.S., would reciprocity work?
Yes, they actually mentioned that in the rules that it would. So the other thing is, you know, one guy, that same guy, Brian, was asking, you know, if I brought my Inspire, you know, okay, tourists like me don't need a permit for an Inspire if it's recreational use. Yes, you do, because the only place that you could fly an Inspire is at an airplane club. So you couldn't just go out to the beach or your hotel and fly it, unless you've taken 900 grams off of the Inspire somehow.
Is there a way to do that? That's actually an interesting point. Probably not. That's a third of the weight.
That's a significant amount of weight.
Yeah.
It's not really it's close to a third. I don't know. Maybe if you took the camera and the gimbal off.
And then what do you...
Exactly. What's the point? Huh. Right. Anyway, so the long and the short is you can fly sub 2 kilogram drones in Mexico now, totally illegal, without a permit, as long as you're insured.
For commercial purposes.
For commercial purposes. So, otherwise, you need to get a permit with Mexico's General Authority of Aviation.
But all of that said, it is good news that at least they've done this, and they've given some definitive guidelines about what's possible.
Well, this is how I see it. If America and Canada and Mexico were in the Olympics, and this were a drone race... Canada already finished the race.
We DQ'd.
We DQ'd.
We're out.
Mexico just won second place.
Yeah.
And America is still trying to get over
the
starting line.
Hamstring or
something. Yeah.
This ain't working.
No, it is not working. But that's good news for, you know, if you want to travel to Mexico. It's funny. I was actually joking with a few guys in the community. Vic Moss, one of our members in the community, he's going to Mexico next week. And
how does this impact? What does he fly?
He flies the Phantom.
The Phantom. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he's fine.
So yeah, he's totally fine. He's actually doing some missionary work, some search and rescue stuff, which is really cool.
That's very cool.
And I was like, oh man, I really want to come down there. And he was like, a flight from Albuquerque to Tijuana is not expensive.
Come on down.
Come on down to Mexico.
And now you can, with no problems.
Margaritas and drones, I'm in.
Wait a minute.
Not at the same time.
Okay. That's a really important distinction.
Yes. I have to put that out there for our listeners.
We're very responsible operators here at Drone U.
That is 100% correct.
Well, very good. Thank you for that rundown, Paul. If you guys have questions of your own, please go to AskDroneU.com. Or like Brian, he did that via Facebook, right?
That's right, yeah.
He typed it in via Facebook. We'd much rather hear from you.
Yes, absolutely.
Which we love hearing, but go ahead.
And we also would like to invite you into our community and our membership. You know, just a story the other day that I was talking to one of our members, Nick. And he goes, you know, I took the legalities course that you guys have in the membership, and I was able to actually deliver use useful factual knowledge at a panel that I was speaking on in Philadelphia. So, and it's funny because once he showed the facts of why you do not need a 333 exemption, people in the room were mesmerized. And yet it's like, you just have to see the facts. You have to see the paperwork, that the internal paperwork the FAA's put out about whether they'll come after you or not.
Yeah, there's a flow to that discussion that is laid out in the webinar. Yeah,
absolutely. And you know what? If you want to fly, you want to make money, and you want to live the dream, you are only one step away.
What's that step?
Joining the membership.
All right, sweet.
That way, at least you have all the knowledge. You know all the nuances of flying, because not only do you have to know about UAV systems, you have to know about camera sensors and systems. You have to know about aviation. You have to know about vertex rotor washes. You have to know about emergency maneuvers. There's a lot of stuff that you need to know, because in this industry, you really only have a one-shot chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the things we love about this community, and we talk about quite a bit, is that DroneU is about experience, actual flight, actual operators, not theory. And we're seeing that every single day just in the discussions, because yeah, people are actually they're out there flying. Like Vic, you mentioned, many other people are actually out there flying for money right now, and they're talking about what's working, what's not. It's really cool.
That's right. I even have to post a job today that I need done in Denver tomorrow.
No kidding.
Yeah, I'm going to post a job in the group today. So,
and it'll get snatched up quick.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of operators out of Colorado. Yeah. So, yeah. Anyway, guys, well, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to input your questions into AskDroneU.com. Also, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Podomatic, whatever way that you listen to this awesome podcast. And don't forget, for the deep down information that is specific, check out our weekly webinars, which are Mondays. They are free. And this week, we are talking about how you need to prep a house when you're about to film it for real estate.
That's just, I'd say that's one of the things you're talking about.
Yeah.
How do you prep the owners of the house, the realtor? What steps do you take before you ever get out there? It's
going to
be great.
Well, you know, I even posted just the other day on Instagram about how if you're flying houses, you pay for your Phantom in three jobs. Like, or even two, depending on how much you're charging. So there is a great opportunity out there.
Absolutely.
And realtors are now getting educated on the legalities. So it is amazing.
So you've got the legalities course that you can educate them with, and then the knowledge and the ability to actually go fly.
Yeah, everything ties together so that you can worry-free and confidently fly anything that you want and know you're doing it right.
Yep. Very, very cool. So please join us, guys.
Guys, that's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.
Ask Drone You.